dark and you want to see, you need a
electricity, electricity.
Flip that switch and what do you get? You get a
electricity, electricity.
Every room can now be
well without sounding like a broken record. We'll do our part to make sure we're educating our listeners to be prepared for May and that new rate change, but we won't we'll still keep the content fresh and changing and current to everything we have to do day in and day out to maintain our homes. And
it's going to be a huge boon for the solar industry.
Yeah.
So if you're considering solar power, you might want to consider it now, because when these new rates kick in, everybody's going to want solar.
And we will have Sun Valley Solar in November 11th talking about that, because the way solar works is once it's installed, you have to accumulate credits. So you don't put it in the summer and start saving that day. The credits have to accumulate.
And we're going to have APS offset in to talk about the rate changes as well. So we're going to get everybody's side of the story here. It's our purpose to educate you, okay?
But aside from your electric bill and your solar, you know, there's still a lot of other components to your house, and things take maintenance, and you got to remember to stay on top of them and be prepared to, you know, invest in different aspects of your home depending on the age of it. One tool we've put together for homeowners as part of our 30th anniversary is the home maintenance calendar. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com, just click on the calendar link, and provide your information there, and we'll send you a free one when they go to print here in about 6 weeks, and
I can't believe the response you're getting for that thing.
Yeah, it's really been a lot of fun, and you know, we wanted to make it fun for our listeners, so we even had a photo contest. It won't be the centerpiece of the month. It won't be the photo. We didn't want to compete with Arizona Highways, but we wanted to make it fun, and that's just a great way. But what people do, they'll be able to download a digital picture of that, so you could create your own photo book or backdrops or screensavers for, you know, over the course of the year, you'll get a new one each month with the each month that changed. But just another free service that we provided for you, our Arizona listener, to help take the home maintenance of your home and make it more easier, so that your home's an asset working for you and not this burden liability you're stuck in.
That's right. All right, we're going to go to Roger calling from Williams, Arizona. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning. In the past, when I'd see the meter reader come down the street, I'd go out and read my meter, those five little dials. Now I've got a smart meter.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what it blinks about five different things, and none of them make any sense to me.
No, but I tell you what you can do, Roger, is you can actually log on to your portal at the utility company, and it gives you a tremendous amount of diagnostic material and information on the website.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It will tell you what you're consuming real time right now, this very second. And then and then you can plug in a clock radio and watch it go up.
Uh-huh.
So you'll do better on the new smart meters getting to the website and interpreting the information there. There's a million ways you can slice that information.
Rather than trying to read the meter.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, man?
Uh-huh.
You have a beautiful day in Williams, Arizona.
It's about 47 degrees here.
Which station are you listening to us on?
I listen to CAF Radio.
CAF Radio. All right. Mr. Hosier.
Yeah.
Thanks a million.
Thank you.
And that opens the lines at 1-888-767-4348.
Maybe I missed something. Roger shouldn't be in a very bad spot. Was it an all-electric heating? I mean, Williams, you have to run your air conditioning like for 3 hours a whole summer.
Well, I have a little bit of information on his call. Bless has already held for a while there.
Yeah, I was sorry about that. I got on my soapbox.
He says his bill is usually like $17. So the amount isn't the issue. The issue was he's trying to read these new smart meters.
Yeah.
And how do you? He said he used to be able to just go out and look at it and you know, and compare. Like, he'd see the guy come and he'd go out
right,
and he could double check it, but now he doesn't know how to read it.
It's a little bit harder. You can do it on the website, though.
Okay. So he should go to the website?
Yes.
Okay. That's the best way.
Yep. All right.
Well, we've got a lot of calls coming in. It takes a moment to get them screened and get the information, but there's three ways to communicate with the broadcast. You can call in 1-888-767-4348, no matter which one of our great broadcast affiliates you're listening to us on. Roger mentioned Calf out of Flagstaff. Yeah. And Williams, we have people that can also catch Chasm out of Sedona. You have KQ&A out of Prescott. You've got KTAR out of Phoenix, where we're broadcasting live today. We have KNST out of Tucson, and KGVY out of Green Valley. It's one number, 1-888-767-4348. Or you can go to text during the broadcast, 411-923. Or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to send a picture to help describe the situation or something that you're working on. Our article today is on glass. We'll have a specialist in here the next hour talking about glass and mirrors. This is the open line hour for you. Anything you want to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin, and we do our best to provide the best local resources for you and your particular home. Every home, it may be the same in a track home style, but you know, over the course of the time, things change inside the home. The number of people live inside the home. You do things, you add things, you change things. It's every home's different, so there's no one silver bullet answer.
We had a caller on who couldn't hold, and he wanted to know my advice on a sunroom. And invariably, that's a back-covered patio that they want to enclose as inexpensively as possible to try and create or expand the indoor living space. There's some few things you need to know about that. To do it right costs a little bit of money. So if you just want to go out there and throw up some screens and a fan and a vap cooler and a couple comfortable chairs, that's fine. But if you go much past that, you've got to get into your city and pull a permit. And there are very stringent rules on how you take that back patio and create instant indoor living space. It has to be ducted with your central air conditioning and heating system for an appraiser to consider it as indoor living space. I was at a client's home just this past week who's doing a carport garage conversion, and they've been in the house since 93. But a back patio was added illegally prior to that. So I went into the city hall and I showed them what we wanted to do and asked them what were we going to be able to do about that. And he said, look, planning department, when they send the inspector out, if they see something constructed out of code, it's going to have to be a part of this building permit to make it right. And we see more sunrooms done wrong and out of code than we see them done right. So whether you're going to do it yourself or hire somebody to do it, I would beg you, I would encourage you, I would implore you to get to your city building department, let them know what you want to do, and they'll take you through the steps that are necessary. Don't do something that's going to become a burden or a hardship for some future homeowner or for yourself. All right, we've got the calls loading up here. Let's get to Shirley in Sun City. We've got Mike in Peoria. Shirley, you're up first.
Well, thank you. I had solar put on my home, and this in November when I get my electric bill will be my first utility bill. And I know I don't have any credit built up, but I was on the 12-7 plan. And then I got a call from the guy that sold me the solar and told me that to call APS and tell them to put me on the standard rate. When I called APS, they told me when they put me on the standard rate, if I ever want to change to a different rate, then I'm no longer grandfathered in. And I didn't understand that.
You know what? We're going to have APS on to explain it. As I understand it, Shirley, no one's grandfathered into anything. Everyone is going to be switched to the new one of seven different plans. There's some conversation that maybe even those seven plans are going to get pared back a little bit. All seven of those may not even make it past the transition period. So it's going to be a little bit confusing, but depending on how large a solar system you have, you've already done the right step. You're going to be one of the people that are in a better position not to face what could be a fairly significant price increase once the new rates kick in May. So you're in good shape. You're all right. Let's go to Mike calling from Peoria. Good morning, Mike.
Good it's the fabulous Flying Super Rosie. The crowd goes, yay.
Okay.
You know, I called you guys a while back, tore down a house, lived in the backyard for 6 months and rebuilt it by hand. I also redesigned the electrical system. I took part of it and pre-wired it to the roof. And there's, you know how you have chargers hanging in the media center, the office, the there's a little wall that separates the media center and the refrigerator.
Okay.
So I ran a couple of lines there in hopes to hook up my own solar. Okay. To augment the power coming in. I'm with SRP. The house is like 1,600 square feet. Our biggest bill is 195 in the summertime.
Okay.
And I just wanted to augment and throw some solar stuff up there. I need an outlet. I need somebody that I could buy parts from.
Okay. I tell you what. I'm going to have to do a little research on that, but I'll bet you dimes to donuts, Romy's friend Tom Bonner can probably tell him where to buy solar panels, or one of our Solar Rosie certified contractors at Harmon Solar. We'll have to do a little homework. I don't know where you buy do-it-yourself solar components, but we'll find out and we'll get back to you. We'll make sure Jennifer has your phone number and contact information.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm going to say that there's probably going to be a lot of, you know, like Terminator. You can't just go to the store and buy Terminator. That's licensed to a trained.
I don't know.
Pest control. I'm sure there's going to be solar companies out there protecting their name that don't sell consumer.
Well,
that's a great question.
Let's see if we can take John real quick in a 1959 home. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. Hey, so basically, I'll try to make my question quick. It's an old pump block house. They converted the garage into another living space. The garage, that room gets super, super hot. Has its own air conditioning unit, super old, but it works very well. And so basically, it gets really hot in the summer, cold in the winters. I don't know if they really insulated it correctly because, you know, there's like the drywall up over the slump block and everything, but I don't think there's any insulation there.
Okay.
So I'm just kind of thinking of some ways to get it correctly insulated and kind of cooler in there because I wanted to try the super cooling thing too. So
now, who's your power supplier?
SRP.
Okay.
SRP.
All right. Well, John, one of the first things you're going to want to do is get the slump block insulated. Company's called Thermal Advantage. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. They evacuate the empty cells inside your slump block walls from the old vermiculite that was probably put in there in 1959, and they fill those with foam. That's going to do a ton to make your home a lot more comfortable. And then the next thing you're going to want to do, and you may even do this first, get in touch with one of the Rosie Certified Whole House Energy Audit Companies for $99. Have them come out and shoot the house with a thermal imaging gun, do a ductwork analysis, have them take a look at the older air conditioning system, and get a complete holistic view of the entire property and how it's working. And that's going to be your starting point. That'll tell you what to do first, and then we'll go from there. And a whole lot more I'd like to say about 1959 homes, but I just don't have time at this point.